It was the start of a journey that would take him from the foothills of the Himalayas and end here on the plains of northern India. His mission was to make sense of human life.
For me, it's genuinely exciting that what the Buddha discovered 25 centuries ago continues to inspire hundreds of millions of people across the globe.
As a religion or belief system, Buddhism has evolved, taking diverse forms within different cultures. And as a philosophy, its relevance is undiminished by time. The fact it's still on the rise shows it's a potent way to navigate our modern times, passed down from the ancient world that the Buddha inhabited. Most of what we know about the Buddha is based on oral accounts that were written down a few centuries after his death. They tell us he was born sometime between the 6th and the 5th centuries BC, in what's now southern Nepal. We're told he was a prince, Siddhartha Gautama, good-looking, skilled in weaponry, and prophesied to achieve great things. But his father, the king, was worried, because it was predicted his son would do one of two things: stay in the king's palace and become an emperor, or leave home and become a great religious leader.